The Massachusetts primary is just about a week away. In addition to some big state races, we've got an eye on some hot primaries for the U.S. House and Senate. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in government and politics in Massachusetts with Matt Murphy from the State House News Service. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Matt, for joining us. So in this last week before the September 4th primary, let's spend a moment digging into the U.S. Senate primary and the GOP candidates who are taking on Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. We've got State Representative Jeff Deal, former Romney administration official Beth Lindstrom, and businessman John Kingston. Each are trying to distinguish themselves for voters as the candidate who stands the best chance of defeating Warren. And there's also the complicated question in how much they should align themselves with President Trump. And on the voters' minds, of course, will be Russia and Michael Cohen and immigration policies. You've been reporting on the candidates as we head to Election Day. What does this race look like right now?
Yeah, this is really the signature race on the Republican side of the ballot for the primaries. And the Trump factor is really going to be interesting to watch as this race plays out over the final week. Rep. Jeff Deal, obviously a former co-chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts. And while all three have said that they would, at this point in time, vote for President Trump for re-election in 2020, it's Deal who's really the Trump candidate in this race. He has been campaigning on his support for the president. And, you know, Trump did carry Massachusetts in the Republican primary, and it'll be interesting to watch who these Deal voters are and watch what impact that has on the governor's primary. On the other side, you have Beth Lindstrom, who is a more of an established candidate in Massachusetts, has worked with Republicans to elect Republicans across the state for years, worked with Scott Brown, worked with Mitt Romney. And John Kingston, really the outsider, trying to be the person who he says is a uniter, someone who can work with Democrats and Republicans in Congress, was someone who worked against the president during the 2016 election. But he has also been reluctant to debate and has been really trying to almost buy this race, spending a lot on TV ads, saying that he is the most well-financed, well-resourced candidate to take on Elizabeth Warren in November, and a lot of that money is coming out of his own pocket.
So there are several other races going on in Massachusetts for seats in Congress. We've got in Western Mass, Congressman Richie Neal faces a challenge from Tahira Amatul-Wadud. She's a lawyer. And over in Massachusetts' 3rd congressional district, the race to fill Nikki Tsongas' seat. The district touches some towns in central Massachusetts and, you know, further east. The race is really crowded with Democrats. A new poll says that Dan Coe, a City of Boston mover and shaker, may have a narrow lead, but there are loads of undecided voters.
Yeah, loads of undecided voters still in the 3rd. And as you mentioned, the 2nd poll in that race came out last week, showing that Dan Coe had really jumped from 4th to perhaps 1st, but he's there with only about 19% of the vote. Rufus Gifford, former ambassador to Denmark, son of a former Bank of America chairman, running in 2nd, tied with State Senator Barbara Letalian from Andover. Those really the top three, along with Lori Trahan, who is from Westford, used to work for Congressman Marty Meehan, well-known in the Lowell area, which is pulls a lot of weight in that district.
And the winner there will face Republican Rick Green in November, and he owns an online auto parts company.
Yeah, that's right, and he has put a lot of money into this race and raised money, sort of a moderate, but I think the pundits and the polls and the people who look at this still think this is a heavily Democratic seat and should remain Democratic.
Okay, now on to something not election-related, but certainly political. Last week, the Massachusetts Cannabis Commission approved 2 testing labs. Without them, the entire recreational marijuana business couldn't go forward. Stores could not open. So does this mean that stores that will sell recreational marijuana in various products can open?
Soon, at least. This seems to be or is pretty much the last major hurdle to getting these retail stores open. And now that these labs have been approved, there have been 9 provisional licenses given to retail establishments. And the Triple C chairman, Steve Hoffman, saying that the onus is really now on these retail establishments to pass those final tests, get inspected, and get up and operational. And he expects that the first sales could be coming within months, if not weeks.
All right, we'll see what happens. And listen, for reporting purposes only, while you're waiting for that casino in Everett to be built, if you need to come out to Springfield, we've got a lot going on out here. All right, Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5. Our weekly check-in at the State House on Beacon Hill is also a podcast, and you can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or find us at npr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.